Flying Fuel Tech, 37, July 8th, 2005. I'm your host, Larry Skukon. Hello, everybody. It's early in the morning. I'm about to head over to work, and I'm going to call this show Machete Man, or Blazing a Trail Through the Jungle. And I'll tell you about why here in just a minute. I'm going to grab my flash card and head on out the door. Let's see, I'm going to shut down my... I got to grab my flash card. I was downloading my content for the walk. I used to read while I was going to work. So let me grab my... But now I listen to podcasts. So I'm down in the basement, by the way, grabbing my stuff. Hey, Jake. Ready to go, little buddy? Huh? So it's probably about 6:15. I'm leaving a little early for reasons that will be evident shortly. Grab my backpack here. Come on, little buddy. Excuse the fan noise. We're in the living room and got a window unit in the window and then a big fan blowing the cooler air towards the split level part. I'm putting Jake's harness on because he's a good dog, huh, little buddy? And we're going to head on out. Let me give you some information about the show. For those of you who are new, this is kind of a different show. Grass Fry, good boy. It really started out as a technology show for blind people. But it really has turned into more of life in general. Probably from a blind person's perspective. We have a lot of sighted people on the show as well, I guess. And my name's Larry Skukon, as I think I mentioned. I work at APH, that's where I'm heading now. It's about 6:15. Probably about 6:20. And it's about 2 miles to where I work at from here, and it's a beautiful, cool morning in Louisville, Kentucky.
Morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
In fact, when I first moved here, I was amazed at how many people are out walking even at this early in the morning. I moved here from Little Rock, Arkansas. Alright, here's what we're after. Come here, little buddy. This is Jake's first time doing this. I brought some trimmers with me. I'm cutting back some of these low branches. But this is getting ridiculous. And there's a little bit of story behind this. Liz thinks I'm going to get in trouble for this, and I probably will. But I've also had other people tell me I should charge for it. But it really makes Jake's job a lot harder when he has to be avoiding all these branches. Okay, good boy, little buddy. He's sitting down watching me like I'm nuts. Okay. Because that's part of a guide dog's job, is to catch your overhead clearance. And that's it. And sometimes it's impossible to get through some of this stuff. the people in the neighborhood. It's kind of interesting. I think I mentioned before, I'm one of the tallest ones that walks around here, and I guess, of course, the sighted people just go around them or duck. We can do that too, but good gosh, there's no need to. This is supposed to be a sidewalk. Good boy. We're actually turning left onto stilts here. And I've, before I get into that, I do want to just say that we've had a lot of great response from the email about our show through the email. And that email address, by the way, is blindcooltech@gmail.com. And you can also, somebody on a bicycle, you can also leave us a voicemail on our comment line at 206-984-9203. Our website is at aph.org/tech/bct.htm. But the real way to subscribe to these shows, and subscriptions are free, by the way. Subscription just means that it gets delivered to you. And that is by using some podcatching software. And you should be able to get some information about how to do that. And start with our page that I just mentioned to you. Good boy. It's also recycling day here, so there's a lot of bins out on the sidewalk. So one of the questions we had from actually a fellow who I've sort of known for about 20 years probably, down in Australia, Scott. Hey, Scott. Scott wants to know more about guide dogs, care, feeding. Hey there. Sure, these people think I'm nuts talking to myself. So, I probably am a fairly good one to answer that since I've had 5 guide dogs now. Ever since, I guess about 81. So about 24 years worth. In fact, that made me feel kind of old. I was the senior man in number of years when I went to get Jake this time. I think right in here is a really bad spot. So I got my face banged up a little bit on some of these dry branches up here. And one thing about all these dogs that's interesting is they're all so different. They've all got their own personalities. They're just like people. So, Jake, like the rest of them, has been one of a kind. Good boy, though, buddy. My previous dog, Freddie, who I still have at home, I had to retire because he was getting a condition with his eyes called UV pigmentitis, I believe it is. And he was a golden retriever, still is a golden retriever. Great, great dog. In fact, like I say, every one of them I've had has been excellent dog. But he was so gentle, and still is gentle. And even if he jumped on you, he would just barely touch you with his paws. Well, the first day I had Jake, he just about plowed me over. You know, he's a big bully type of guy, but he's funny, and he's just a mess. Aren't you, little bud? So caring for them really involves, you know, it's just like taking care of one of your kids. Except they can't talk to you, but you do learn to communicate. So I feed Jake about 3 coffee cups full of, I use Purina One. I've tried different things over the years, and this one seems to be one of the better ones. And I just feed it to him once in the morning. I feed both dogs at the same time. I give Fred a little less because he doesn't burn as many calories laying around the house all day. Though he'll go on a walk any chance he gets. The first month or so that I had Fred, I couldn't, and he kept trying to get in the harness when it was Jake's turn or when we were going out. So he's pretty well resigned himself to chilling under the coffee table now. Although he did come out to the door with us this morning, didn't he? Well, for some reason, my portable recorder quit, so I will end this one here and continue with this discussion in a future edition. Thank you for listening.